is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, What to Do When Men Lie About You. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with It's Beginning to Rain, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
The turtle dove is singing the sweet songs of the morning. The leaves of the trees turn the silvery cups to the sky. The silent clouds above are beginning to gather. The barren land is so thirsty, and so am I. It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain. Eyes start to shine as he tell of his vision. The old understands what he sees, for they dream their dream with a thrill of being alive. They reach for each other and they dance in the rain for the joy of the thing they see. It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain. The first drop of rain that you feel, open your window. Then call all the children together, throw wide the door. When the rain of the Spirit are falling, fill every vessel. For he who drinks his fill will thirst no more. It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water,
sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Jesus said, this Roman, not a Jew. He didn't worship Abraham and the prophets. No, he was a Roman, a Gentile. But Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel." And Jesus continued, he said, "And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." He says, in the future days, many will come from all over the world. That's basically what he's saying. From the east, from the west. And they're going to sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. There's going to be many more Gentiles who come. Now, his disciples were with him. They were following him. Wonder what they thought. This man's not even a Jew. This man's not even of the Judaic faith. This man doesn't know anything at all about our great patriarchs and all of the great prophets and so forth. He simply believes in Jesus Christ. And Jesus just said he has more faith than anybody's met in Israel. That means more than us. Think about it. This man had more faith than the 12 disciples had. But he was a Gentile. Jesus said, "But the children of the kingdom," the children of Israel, "shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." Go, you can go now. And just as you have believed, it's going to be done that way. You had faith, it'll be done that way. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Jesus never saw a servant. He never went to the centurion's house. He never said, "I heal him." He said, "Your servant will be healed according to your faith." What faith this man had. Oh, don't you admire this man? What faith. This was a man of faith, this Gentile. This Roman centurion. What a man of faith. It was done unto him according to that. And that selfsame hour, his servant was healed. Friends, it can be done to you according to your faith too. You say, "Well, that was in the days of Jesus. Jesus is not here anymore." Well, wait just a minute. Jesus is here. You have faith. You have faith. Ask and it shall be done. Ask and ye shall receive. Now let's go back to the race issue. Let's go back to the race issue. Did this Gentile replace the Jews? No. You can't change your blood. You can't change your DNA. If you're born a Gentile, you're going to remain a Gentile your whole life. He didn't replace anybody who believed in Jesus Christ. And that's all I tell people. This is my message to you. Believe, and it shall be done according to your faith. Believe, and it shall be done according to your faith. Are you a Jew? Well, then stay a Jew. I can't change you. I don't even want to change you. Because in this life, this lifetime is going to be over very soon. You'll live 60, 70, 80, 90, well, maybe at most 100. I think the oldest guy in the world died recently, was 116 or something. And when you die, you're not going to be a Jew or a Gentile or anything. You're going to be a Christian. This body is going to go.
You say, well, I have this DNA. I have this blood. I have this skin. It's black. It's white. It's red. It's yellow. Whatever color it is. Well, you're not going to have that skin anymore. And Paul said, we don't know exactly yet. The Apostle Paul said, we don't know exactly what we will be. Well, we know we will be like him. Wow. That's what I want. I want to be like him, like Jesus. Now, the Bible says in John 3 that God is spirit. So, I suppose Jesus is spirit. Well, maybe we're going to be spirit too. Now, what race is spirit? What race are you going to be when you get to heaven? I don't think you're going to even care about race. That will be so far from your mind, it will just vanish. You're not going to go up there and be proud and say, I'm a Jew. I'm chosen. There's not going to be anybody saying that in heaven. You know why? Because the only chosen will be those that Jesus chooses because of faith. The centurion was one of them. This centurion was one of them. And this is what I believe. Now, have Christians replaced the Jews? No. No. If a Christian, and that's what Christians do, you know, they believe in Jesus Christ. And they're of all races. That's why I'm not a racist. But Tex, you talk about Jews a lot. I talk about Jews in relationship to their false religion. In relationship to their false religion. Now let's look at Hindus. I say Hindu is a false religion. You want to worship a snake, Kali, the snake goddess, the cobra goddess? You can do that as a Hindu. You can worship cows. Millions of Hindus worship cows. I say that's false. The Hindu religion is false. Most Indians of India are of the Hindu religion. Thankfully, many are Christians, though. I don't look down on the India people. I look down on their religion. I'm against Hinduism. It leads people straight to hell. Just like I'm against Judaism. Now, I was over in the Orient for several years in the U.S. Air Force. And most people there are Buddhist. And we can talk all day about Buddhism, but it's not true either. They believe when you die, you're going to be reincarnated. If you're lucky, you'll come back as a human being. If not, you'll come back as a fly or a cow or a sheep or something, a dog or something else. Reincarnated. I say that's false. But I don't dislike Oriental people. I don't dislike people from Thailand or Indonesia or China. Not at all. I dislike their religion. Their religion is deceiving them. Their religion is going to lead them straight to the gates of hell. I would love for them not to be a Buddhist. I would love for the Indians not to be Hindus. And I would love for Jews not to be Judaic. When I talk about the Jews, I talk about religion. Now, many Jews have fallen for it, just like many Indians have. Many Indians have, I mean, there's almost a billion Indians in the world. And probably 900, well, not that many, maybe 800 million of them are Hindus. That's false. All of these false religions in the world, hundreds of false religions in the world. But there is a true. There is Jesus Christ. And the Hindu can change. He can get a new heart. He can get a new mind. He can have faith in Jesus Christ and be saved. And so can the Jew. And so can, you know. Now, the person from India doesn't become a Jew when they become a Christian. Did you get what I just said? If a person is from Indonesia or India or Africa, when they become a Christian, they don't become a Jew. They're a Christian. They're a believer in Jesus. I believe that. When the person in Thailand or China becomes a Christian, they don't become a Jew. Folks, this is just common sense. I've always taught this. I teach. Now, there are very few Christians out there. Most Christians are frightened to death to speak of the Jewish religion. I do. And I tell the Jews in all my books, read my books. I say, Jesus wants you to know that he is Lord. Won't you please believe in Jesus Christ and leave your Jewish religion behind? Leave all that false stuff behind. The belief in the Talmud and the Kabbalah and all that. Leave that far behind and go forward into the new world, yes, of heaven with Jesus Christ. And they say, Tex, you're an anti-Semite. Now, strange as it is, they never say you're anti-Hindu or anti-Buddhist or anti, you know, whatever. I guess, you know, God has called me to write books, and I've written them, about the Jews, about their religion. But in no book do I say every Jew is an evil person and we Christians are going to replace them. I don't want to replace anybody. I want to be just who I am. Who am I? Well, I'm a little Texas boy. I guess I have that old rolling laugh. I have that Texas accent. I'm an American. But more than anything else, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. And you know, when I believed in, when I first believed in Jesus Christ and accepted him as my Lord, I became a citizen of another world, a new world, a world so superior to this earth. And the Jew will too, who believes in Jesus. And so will the Hindu who believes in Jesus. They're still going to be Indian. They're still going to be Chinese, they're still going to be Japanese, whatever they are. And they can love their culture and all that. They can say, I'm Japanese, I eat Japanese food, I live in a Japanese home, I watch Japanese movies. Great, that's okay. But then they add, but most of all, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ, Lord of all. Does that make me racist? You see, this is not a matter of race. It's a matter of religion. But this guy here says, I think that Christians have supplanted the Jews. Now, people who don't understand the Bible think that. They think it was first the Jews, and then Jesus came along and gave the kingdom to the Christians. Let me explain something real quickly to you. You'll understand this. You'll know. You're a Christian. You'll know. Jesus said if he's chosen you, you've been chosen from the foundation of the world. Well, I wasn't born then. He knew that. But he knew you were coming. You were scheduled. He had it on his schedule. He's mathematically knows everything. He knows the future. He knew you were coming. From the foundation of this world, he knew you were going to be a Christian. You say, that's incredible. Well, I know it is. That's why God is incredible. That's why Jesus is Lord. But think about it. You were not a race then, were you? That was from the foundation of the world. You weren't even here. You didn't have a mother or a father, did you? What race were you then? Oh, well, I wasn't anything. No, you weren't. Except a project, let's just say. A project in Jesus' mind. And what a mind that is. It's incredible. It's amazing. It defies every other mind or spirit in the world. So there you go. This gentleman thinks I'm a racist and he doesn't understand what I believe. That's it. And I feel so sorry for him. Now, let's get back. He says, I'm on a reckless downward course. Do you think I'm on a reckless downward course? I don't think so. I think I'm headed up. The older I get, the higher I rise. Because I love Jesus more and more every day. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. What did Jesus say? Blessed are you when men shall revile you. So what do you do when men lie about you? Just smile. If somebody says, well, so-and-so says this about you, say, well, maybe he did. I forgive him. Just go on about your business. You know, I'm too busy. I'm too busy telling you about Jesus than to waste time talking about people who want to get you back worshiping the devil. I don't want to waste my time on this guy. But I did want to tell you about the lies he said, because these lies are meant to deceive men and to get them to saying Tex Mars is no good. Tex Mars is stupid. Tex Mars is a tobacco chewing Southern gospel overalls wearing hillbilly. Well, as long as that hillbilly knows Jesus, I'm one of him, I guess. I don't mind a good hillbilly. But think about it. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. If you do it for Jesus Christ, you can't go wrong. Now there's more. Matthew 5 verse 12 is great. It says, listen to this. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Oh, I love this. I wish more people would write articles about me like this. I wish more people would lie about me and manufacture stuff. They can say anything they want about me, and that's great, because I have a reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Let me read it in full now. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. See, you're not the first one. They killed many of the prophets. They took one of the prophets and they put him in a tree and they cut him in half. It is said that Peter was crucified upside down. Have you had that happen to you lately? No, people just speaking about you. They're just saying terrible things about you. So what? Just say, I'll forgive them. I don't want to worry about that. I'm telling people about Jesus. I'm causing a difference. I'm making a real difference in this world. You tell people about Jesus, it makes all the difference in the world to their lives. You're changing lives. Changing lives. Isn't that what really matters? And great will be your reward in heaven. Ah, yes, that's what we look forward to, isn't it? Well, this is great. It's great being with you today. We've covered a lot of territory here. You see about all these lies? Don't worry about them. Don't worry at all. You are blessed. This is Tex Mars. Until next time, God bless you, my friend.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.